Your followers are more than a number, and my Discord group is absolutely killing it. Listen while you're arting. Welcome to the J Primecast. This is episode 36. The follower of the week this week is Parvis.artwork. That's at Parvis.artwork. He's been very, very active. He's up in my stories. He's taking part in the questions and the polls and whatnot. Tremendous follower. Thank you, Parvis, for being so awesome. If you would like to support the J Primecast, use the stories templates on my website. Yeah, they're there. On my website. I have some story templates for you to fill out if you'd like to. Very easy, just with what you've benefited from the podcast or something you heard from an interview or whatever. It's on my website, the podcast page, or go to the Instagram artist tips in my highlights under screenshot. I made a few new highlights sections today that kind of go hand in hand with what I've been doing in stories. So there's some Instagram tips that I'll keep building up, but one of those is screenshot with a couple of things for you to screenshot and share. And I'll be adding to all those. A couple announcements, actually a bunch of announcements. The hashtag daily value, I did that for, I don't know, maybe a week. It's pretty much dead. I think the first day was good response to it. Second day was less, and then it was less and less and less. And I think the last day no one responded. I think it became kind of repetitive and not really a novel experience. I imagine if I kept doing it day after day, people would just get used to it and maybe it'd be part of the routine. But I'm getting really good response out of people with the questions and the polls that I put out there. So I'm just going to keep going with that. My Discord group has been very active on Instagram. I'm really proud of everybody. I want to go through a few of what I'm seeing right now. Besides, just the live streams that I see everybody doing. There's a few things I want to point out. Andrew Rodriguez Art is doing something called Sunday Fundies. Every Sunday he teaches us on IGTV about a new fundamental that we should all be learning. He's got a couple up right now. Very informative. He's got a great understanding of fundamentals. He's a great resource for that. So please check out Andrew_Rodriguez_Art. His IGTV, and please hit him up for if you have any questions about fundamentals. I know he doesn't mind. Second one is art_of_GordonWills. Art of Gordon Wills is doing hashtag mustache bomb in, I guess, support of the Movember, the mustache November thing. So that's just super cool of him to be a part of that. And so I like that he's got, you know, besides just, you know, doing fan art, there's a movement that he's becoming a part of. So that's pretty awesome. And lastly is Luke. You guys all know Luke. He started a new Instagram account called at Indie Comics TV. So Indie Comics TV, it's exactly what it sounds like, where he highlights independent creators in a number of different ways, but he's got a IGTV that he's been uploading to already with some time lapses, and I'm sure he'll have more. I think actually today I noticed he had like an artist spotlight kind of thing. So Indie Comics TV, he's doing like Kickstarter shout outs. It's just there to help out people. It's really cool, a great resource, and I know he'll be just abusing that thing. It's going to be really great. So make sure you're following Indie Comics TV. It's pure giving. It's so cool. And then something I started, I think just for this week, I'm calling it story shaming. So here's the deal, all right? We should all be replying to every comment that we get. No one's perfect, but you guys know by now, if you're listening to this, you should be replying to every single comment that you get, all right? Every DM, everything. So here's the deal here. If I know that you listen to me, or that you're in my Discord group, and or I'm gonna be checking up on you. All right. I'm gonna check at least the last three Instagram feed posts, and I'm gonna check people's comments. And if you haven't responded, I'm gonna put you on blast. I'm going to story shame you. So there is your heads up about that. Yeah. I got a few people today, and then Andrew got me back. He caught me. I went through everything really fast to try and comment if I missed them, and I can't believe how many I missed. It's really easy to miss those. But he caught something before I had a chance to respond to it, and by the time he posted, I had replied by the time he posted it in his stories. But in all fairness, he screenshotted it without me replying, so that's canon. That's it. All right, the topic for today, this is really the Instagram tip, all kind of rolled in one. Follower count. I did a stories question about follower count, basically why does it matter? And I got a bunch of responses, but there were a few themes that kept popping up as well. And rather than reading each of those, I'm sure you guys already read them in my stories. I'm going to just talk about those themes. And so, like, nothing that I read was wrong exactly at all. Everything made sense as to why followers would, having a higher count would be important to you. For me in particular, getting the first 10,000 was important to me because it unlocked the swipe up feature in stories. Now that I have that, I don't care. I genuinely don't care what my follower count is or will be. I know that I'll attract new people to my artwork and to what I'm offering. So I know that's going to happen as a natural consequence of bringing value as much as I possibly can. But it's secondary. Like, the follower count for me is way, way, way secondary. Tertiary, perhaps. I don't know what quadriary. I don't know if that's a real thing. I don't know. But it's once I hit the 10,000, 10,000 was the goal in my mind that was important because of the swipe up feature. After that, I don't know of any other unlocks that Instagram offers. But let's talk about what some of the themes were. The biggest theme that people mentioned were, or is, or was, more followers equals more exposure, or more eyeballs, viewing your artwork, or potentially more sales in the long run or the short run. And that makes complete sense. And it's not wrong. Like, what? I don't think that's wrong, but I think it's short-sighted and misses the bigger picture. Or maybe it doesn't. And I just want to add on to this idea. That's all it is, right? So more followers equals more exposure. Yes. So I'll say yes, but we still have to do the work. All right. And I know you guys done that already. So, but your follower count means jack poop unless these people are active. And really, so first off, before we even continue with this idea, your follower count is not reflective of how many fans you have. There's a lot of nonsense accounts that do or will follow you, especially as you grow bigger, that will just kind of latch on. Just nonsense accounts. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So that follower count is not representative of how many people will see or be exposed to your artwork. Many people follow you and you never hear from them again. All right. So that, let's just put that out there. All right. There's so many nonsense accounts. It's the follower count is really, really not representative of I don't know a whole lot. I mean, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't either. So more followers equals more exposure, yes, but we still have to do the work, guys. And you know that. You need to be active first. So you can't just draw well and expect people to come to you. Some people got it like that. Not all of us do. Joe Madeira hardly ever posts to Instagram. Let me look his ass up right now. But he's got followers galore purely based on talent and his history. He has 65.8 thousand. Like, imagine if he posted more often. Last time he posted was October 18th. That was over a week ago. And before that, I think it was probably about his game and stuff. A lot of advertising. Oh, he posted about the Meg. I guess he saw a movie. Before that, oh my God. The last art post was October 18th. Before that was July 27th. So people are, they're getting followers based entirely on what they've achieved and their art skill. And of course, that makes sense. But that's not us. That's not me. That's not us. I don't have the accolades to my name, and I doubt you do either. And if you do, good for you. But you, so that's a whole different thing. Like, I'm not Joe Mad. You're not Joe Mad, are you? If you are, hit me up because I'd love to talk to you. Great work on Instagram, by the way. You're doing great. So we that's not us. We're in a different class, as far as just our name recognition. So we have to be the ones to be active first. We have to do the work is the point here. We have to bring value to people. We can't just post our artwork and then leave. I'm really curious now. Let me look up Joe Mad here. His last post was liked by 9,000 people. Wow. That's probably based on, oh, he actually does respond to a couple comments. That's what I'm looking for here is who does he actually respond? I saw him respond to one comment. Lucky person. This guy, this is hysterical. This guy says, "Hey Joe, how about stop messing around and give us the comics that were promised for back in the game?" That's funny. He says, "The comics are coming. You weren't tricked. You backed the game, not the comics." All right, sorry, I'm way off on tangent here. So we aren't Joe Mad X. We are not Jim Lee, although he's super active, so I think he earns it. But we have to be active first. We have to bring value. We have to give people something that's worth resharing to kind of get more exposure. We can't just post and wait. We have to be more active. Give people something worth resharing. I feel like I've been doing that. I do the best I can. I definitely try to bring as much value as I can, especially in stories. So that's the level that you and I are at, is that we have to bring it first. We can't just share and wait. We have to be initiating and engaging with people first, before they are followers. We have to be initiating and engaging with them after they are followers as well, because people follow thousands of people. We will get lost in that mess of people. Like, it's just, it's of accounts. People follow thousands of people. They're not going to remember us. They will not. So we have to be valuable. We have to be bringing value and creating things that are interesting and engaging. Like, it's an uphill battle. It's work. So we have to do the work. And of course, be posting consistently. Instagram wants us to be active. It rewards us for being active by exposing more of our artwork. So again, follower count and getting more exposure doesn't mean a whole lot unless we're earning it, is the way I understand it. It's not a given. It is not a given that you will be exposed to a bunch of eyeballs. We have to be earning that. If you don't believe me, draw Venom for a week, and then the next week, draw nothing but creator-owned characters, and you'll see a significant difference. We have to earn it. We have to be working pretty hard at this stuff. So you're not going to get 100% eyeballs or interactions from your followers. That's not going to happen. You guys know that already, of course. But you can absolutely hit 100% interaction with new people by initiating it. You can 100% interact with the people that you find on Instagram when you do a search for a particular hashtag, like hashtag make comics. You can absolutely do 100% of interaction with everything you see. All right? Put in the work, put in the work, put in the work, put in the work. The more work we put in, the more of our followers will actually see what we post. Somebody else answered, so that's the first one. That's the first thing that popped up a lot. And that's the only addition that I would have to it is, yeah, more exposure, true, but you have to earn it. We have to be earning it. We have to, like, people, they're going to forget about us. They will forget about us. Don't post for a week, you'll be forgotten. We have to be earning it every day by bringing value. That's just the way it is. Somebody else answered that more followers means a loyal market. And I don't know if this was like a translation error, if English was their second language, but like obviously that's not the case, right? More followers does not mean a loyal market at all. Not at all. You guys know that, right? People follow you and they go. They move on. They follow and go. They follow and go. They follow and go. You are forgotten. We are forgotten. They follow and they move on to the next thing in their search or what Instagram recommends to them. And they might follow that as well. We are lost in a sea of follows. So there is zero loyalty in that. We have to be earning it, of course. You know that. We have to earn it. People are not generally coming to us. Generally. I've heard that I've popped up in the search function a couple times, which is good, obviously. But generally, people aren't coming to us. They aren't. We have to find them, I think, and we have to find them either through people by bringing value and people share our work or doing hashtag searches and we initiate conversations and give out hearts and comments, they're not looking for us. We need them. We need followers, right? They don't need us. They're fine. They have tons of other people they can follow, artists that they can follow. There's literally and well, not literally, but there's a ton of other accounts that are wanting people's attention, just like us, and they have more resources to do that, or they're better than us, skill-wise. You see what I'm saying? Like, we have to be earning this. That's the moral here, obviously. So yeah, obviously, more followers has zero to do with loyalty. It's not about that at all. Not about that, unless you're bringing value. And the moment we don't bring value, we become irrelevant. The next idea is more followers mean we're doing something right. Yeah, that makes sense to me. But here we go. Yes, but I guess that depends on what you mean by right, that we're doing something right. So people like fan art, but you might not be into it. But you could do fan art. Would that be right? That's up to you. I don't know. But I don't know. But that's the point is you can do something to chase followers. And no judgment there. And in that way, you're doing something right. You know what I mean? So we could be artists that take part in the, I don't know, there's like that bottle flipping game. We could all decide to do that and maybe we'll get new eyeballs and follows, but does that have anything to do with our artwork at all? So if we're doing our artwork and we're being honest with ourselves and we're enjoying the process and we're getting more followers, to me that means that we're doing something right. But there's people out there who have humongous art accounts that I don't think deserve it. I'm not going to name names. You know who I'm talking about though. And these people are really good at hijacking the system to get new eyeballs, let's put it that way, or doing BS promotions to get new eyeballs. So in a way they're doing something right, but is that a reflection of how many people actually enjoy their artwork? Like if I do a contest where I say you have to follow me in order to win it. And you have to tag 3 to 5 people. So I got a new follower, plus you tag other people who might follow me because they want to win my contest. Is that a reflection of people who are actually interested in my artwork? Or they want the shout-out exposure? Or they want the pens that I'm giving away? Or whatever the heck it is. So I'm doing something right because I'm getting new followers, but does it have anything to do with anything else? Am I actually bringing value? No. I'm just sort of, I think, hijacking people's need for attention, for a shout out, or for free stuff. But that's not necessarily a reflection of my skill level or of me doing something right artistically. It could be, but just to add a new wrinkle there, that's the yes but. So for me, I do Venom. And for me, that's right. And I genuinely enjoyed it, and I don't get enough of it. And people are responding to that. You could say Justin Prime, well, that's because you're drawing Venom. And I would say, partially, absolutely, yeah, I can't disagree with that. But it's not just because I'm drawing Venom, it's because I draw Venom in a way that's good enough and unique enough. I think that people respond to it. People tell me that I don't see it. I'm not objective enough to make this just distinction. But people tell me that I draw Venom in a distinct way. I honestly can't tell, and I do it well, and people seem to be really enjoying that. So that's right for me. It feels great for me, and it's right for the people that I'm attracting. So when I get more followers from drawing Venom, to me that means I'm doing something right. I'm enjoying myself, and I'm doing it at a high level. If I were to be drawing Captain America or Batman, Batman's fine. Superman, yeah, he's fun to draw too. Oh, if I were to draw Green Lantern, let's say Green Lantern was coming out, and I just wanted to draw Green Lantern to get like new followers. So, I mean, I'm doing something right if I'm attracting new followers, and maybe even at a high level, like I'm drawing it well. But I don't like Green Lantern or DC, so... Yeah, I'm doing something right, but it's not really building a loyal following. It's not bringing value because I'm not going to be doing it anymore. So I'm attracting people that are into Green Lantern who will stop engaging with me unless they're complaining about me not drawing Green Lantern. You get the idea here? So there you go. That's my yes but for that. These are real people. I think we really need to keep in mind that these are real people. And they're not just numbers. It's not an achievement to reach a certain number. I think that mindset's going to help us to remember that it's a relationship and that value, bringing value really matters. These are real people. It's not tools. These aren't tools. These are human beings for the most part, except for the BS accounts, but they're real, right? So someone else said that more followers means they might be exposed to who their real fans are, or they might attract who their real fans are. So for me, I have 10.2 thousand followers, but my real fans, in my opinion, are in my stories. These are the people that go to the extra effort to take in not only the artwork I put there, which is not very often, but my discussions with people via DM and my tips and blah, blah, blah. Those are my real fans, and it's more a reflection of the value I'm bringing, you know? If you want to find real fans, I think you do it by engaging with other people in your niche. So the people that are responding to me right now are into growth, using Instagram, and yeah, I mean, that's really it. Growth, oh, and then creating independent comics. That's my niche. It's not a super small niche, but that's my niche. So I find those people by doing what I like, you know what I mean? Real fans, quote unquote real fans, will find us in our niche. Even more specifically, I've kind of clicked with fathers that have a career and also draw as a passion or hobby, or are getting back into it. To go like really niche, that's kind of, there's been a niche, a segment of my following that is clicking with me on that level, which is really cool. So your real fans are going to be like you. That was a perfect example. Real fans are going to be like you, and they're going to like the things that you like. So it makes sense to go deep into a niche and not wide in search of like throwing out this like net to catch as many followers as you can. It really makes sense to go way deep into a niche. I mean, me drawing 100 Venoms, that's pretty deep in there, you know? 100 Venoms, each one different and unique. That's pretty niche. Venom's not, but the way I'm doing it, I feel like it's pretty darn niche. But, you know, Little Red, Sculpture Stories, all my indie comic stuff, that's pretty darn niche. That's pretty darn niche, right? I can connect with other Clip Studio Paint users or Surface Pro users. I can see, you know, search them out through hashtags. So the real fans are going to be like us, and they will like the things that we like. So if I were to all of a sudden draw Green Lantern or any DC character, because I don't do that often at all, I could probably attract a lot more followers, but that's not a really a reflection of me. So the people that were following me, I don't know if they'd be my real fans, if that makes sense. I mean, they might be enjoying my artwork, but they might follow me on the assumption that I'm as into Green Lantern as they are, and I'm just not. So I think going really deep into your niche, and you'll figure that out just through the process. You know what I mean? Otherwise, if you're just doing a bunch of fan art, that's cool, that's fine, nothing wrong with that. But just know that you're just one of the thousands of people that others are following that do fan art. A lot of people do fan art and nothing else. Or do fan art and are good enough and they kind of stay at that level. But like just know that you're in a huge ocean of people doing fan art that have kind of plateaued, you know what I mean? So I to me, find your niche. And if your niche is doing fan art, cool. Maybe your niche is doing fan art with mustaches like Gordon Wills this month, or maybe your niche is doing Venom fan art or mashups. You know what I mean? I think finding your niche, the thing you're passionate about, that's a way to attract real fans, not just this huge cat, this net to attract as many people as possible. And it's like, it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's bad at all, but just I want to give you something else to think about. That's all. So my goals this week, actually my goals every week, are to create comics, to build a network slash community, to grow in every way, including building a fan and follower base, and to grow in my skill level. So yeah, of course it's a goal to get more followers. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with that. Of course that's a goal. Yeah, like everything's true. Yes, it brings more exposure if you do it right, as long as we're earning it. For me, whatever I do in the future with art, I don't know what it is, but I think it'll have a lot to do with me having people's attention. I want to work at a high enough skill level to where I'm catching attention. I want to bring enough value to people to where I've got their attention and they're coming back for more. But first and foremost, before any of that happens, I have to build relationships with people and I have to bring value. You know, before whatever is going to happen in the future with me artistically or whatever, before that happens, the first step is to make connections and bring value. So that's my goal. And I know I just trust that everything else will fall into place after that. And I'm doing the best I can to not take for granted that real life people have chosen to follow me and to give me their attention, at least for a little bit. So it's just up to me to continue to earn that every day, which is not easy at all, but that's whatever. So did I create comics this week? Yeah, I did. I did a lot of coloring for Little Red. Actually, not a lot. It's pretty simple. But I did a lot of work on Little Red in general. Did I colored pretty much every page. I kept it very simple. The majority of the book of the 9 pages is pencil work. I only colored Little Red and her weapon, or the it's not a weapon. It's well, it's weapons that are wrapped up in like a knapsack, burlap bag kind of thing. So she's the only thing that's colored it, and that in the sack. I like the way it looks. It's really simple, no values whatsoever, nothing. But I do have the Japanese paper 02 Eclipsia paint for some just some paper kind of texture. And I like the way it looks a lot. I got a good response from it when I posted a couple of the pages. So super simple, but I like it. A lot, actually, I like it a lot. I might tweak it a little bit more. Overall, really happy with it. Is there anything that I could have done better? I'm really content with it. I just need to settle on the paper texture and opacity, but overall, I'm very, very happy with it. Question two: did I build a network or community this week? Yes, I did. I w welcome to. There's I bought someone just joined my Discord group tonight. I forget his name, but welcome. What could I have done better? Oh, I'm sorry. I also this week absolutely abused these stories, polls, and questions. I asked a bunch of stuff about mindset, just to kind of see where people were at. including how important followers to you. That was a question I got a lot of feedback on, and then people saw those and responded to it in DM. So it was really, really good, just building community. And I keep getting comments from people just saying they appreciate that. So yeah, I definitely feel like I'm building community and building relationships and bringing value. I really do. What could I have done better this week? I may have done too much. I may have posted two stories too much this week. It was a lot. It was a lot of the interactive stuff, which I think is really good. I don't regret that. I posted a bunch of like pictures from the zoo. No, it wasn't the zoo. It was an animal ark thing in Nevada. We took a little weekend trip this weekend. That might have been pushing it. A couple of pictures of animals might have been cool, but I thought they were all kind of neat, so I shared a bunch of those. Might have been too much. I don't know. Maybe it was too much of the DM screenshots. I don't think so. I think they're really valuable, but maybe. So I asked people if I was posting too often, and 75% of people said, no, I'm not posting too often. I won't look. I can see who said yes or no. I won't look. I'll keep everybody anonymous. From my mind, at least. Or from everybody else, too, I guess. But 75% of the people said no. So I don't regret it too much. The animal thing might have been too much. But overall, people I find are willing to give that time and attention to go through all of my story slides. And it's a lot. It's a lot of reading, too. It's a lot of DM stuff. But it looks like people are really trusting me to bring them value. And they'll give me that time and go through every single one. That's amazing. So I don't want to waste anyone's time. So I won't continue to post stuff that I feel is of value and, you know, is quality. I'm not going to abuse that attention that people are giving me. The animal things, man, it might have been too much. But I was really into it. It was cool. Also very sad. I mean, it's super sad. And the same thing with the podcast. I mean, you guys are listening right now. You've given me over 30 minutes of your time and attention. That I don't want to abuse that. I don't want to take advantage of that or waste that. So I'm doing the best I can to cram in as much value this week as I can. Or actually, well, yeah, every week. Did I grow this week? Yeah, I did. Not in skill. Socially, I feel like I did just about the same. But what I did do that was different was I used my blog as a host for the podcast. So now people can find, well, not yet, but each week I'll add the week's podcast episode. So this one will be in my blog as its own page. And I'll be using my outline here as the show notes. So you'll get really in-depth show notes if you want to go to the blog page and listen there. And so far I'm just using the YouTube video as the podcast there to listen to. What could I have done better as far as growing this week? Of course, fundamentals. But I really feel really good about growing with my community on Instagram. I feel really good about that. I'm still getting new followers. It has slowed. Man, when I do Venom, when I draw Venom, it's a lot. It was a lot. And now I'm still up, I think, 100 this past week. Which is nothing to sneeze at. It's a good amount. Definitely not 400 like it was, or 500 like it was, you know, for a couple weeks in a row ish. Let me see this week. Oh man, I'm up 67, so not even 100. Yeah. So damn. Once I get back to drawing Venom, that's gonna probably get way up there. It is so interesting though to see that change in drawing mainstream versus creator owned. It's a big difference. So I did grow this week as far as utilizing the tools that I have, like on my blog and maximizing the exposure of my podcast without doing much more effort, really just kind of like getting out there as much as I can with minimal effort, which is nice. So kind words, question, or critique. Before I tell you what it is, the $2 donation request is done. I won't be asking you guys for that or putting it out there ever again. The reason for that is you can always donate if you want to, but I always answer everything that people ask me anyways. So it just doesn't make sense. If you want to donate, go ahead. I think the link is still in the show notes, I believe. But you mean just ask me. I answer everything. At this point, I'm answering absolutely everything. I'm everything. At some point, I may blow up so big and get so many DMs and comments that I just can't. I'm not there yet, though. So feel free to ask me questions and stuff. It actually helps me out a lot because I get more content for the podcast or for my stories. So yeah, don't worry about the donation. Feel free to ask, please. Plus, I want to go as hard as I can into the idea of giving without asking. So DM from Salcia Art about archiving. I gave a recommendation of my stories to archive the posts in your feed that you no longer need, and to treat your feed as an art gallery, your own personal art gallery. And Salcia Art, who is a tremendous follower, amazing follower, and a very good artist as well. If you take a look, he has a couple thousand followers, and I would say he's earned those, by the way. And doing a good job building community. Anyhow, lots of positive things to say about Celsia Art. But he wrote to me saying, real quick, I wanted to say a huge thank you in all caps for informing me about the archive option. I had zero idea about it and didn't want to delete posts because a good portion of the art I no longer have. I had over 2,000 posts and am currently still trying to trim down through archiving. Once again, thanks for being awesome. You're welcome, man. That's such kind comments. I love it. I appreciate that, and thank you for being so incredible, dude. People like you make it. It's just so much more rewarding and motivating. That was actually one thing that someone said was getting more followers meant more accountability and motivation for him. I love that idea a lot. So yeah, that's the kind words for the week. Oh, for last week's challenge from Luke was to draw a Halloween theme thing. I did a pumpkin man. I called him Creepo Pumpkin. The time lapse for that is on YouTube. You can watch that. It was so much fun, Luke. I'm glad you asked us to do that. That was super fun. A couple of the people from Discord did it. I shared every step of it, pencils, flats, and final colors, and I got some good content out of it. By showing each step and some good interactions with people. So that was good. For those of you, for the why do I say it for those of you listening? It is you. I'm talking to you. Because people who aren't listening can't hear me. All right. So you listening, you. I want you to take part in the Lab 5 weekly challenge. They're always fun. They're always challenging. And they're designed to help us increase art skill or connection or content. Please take part and use hashtag Lab 5 Weekly Challenge. But let's take a listen as to what Luke has for us this week.
Hey J Prime Cast, it's Luke here with this week's Lab 5 Weekly Challenge. November being the month of Mohs, we're going to do a mustache bomb challenge courtesy of Art of Gordon Wills with underscores. He is putting mustaches on popular characters. So, challenge this week is give a character a wicked cool mo. Make it big, make it crazy. I want to see some rad mos. Hashtag mustache bomb. And that's it. Catch you next time. Easy peasy.
Thank you, Luke. That's another great one. I definitely can't wait to do this. The obvious one would be some kind of venom mustache kind of thing. He'd probably have a pretty crazy one. That might be fun, dude. So thank you for that another incredible Lab 5 Weekly Challenge. I hope, dear listener, that you will partake in this. Just find an old drawing of yours and throw a mustache on it. That's the best you can do. That's cool, man. Go ahead, do it. Hashtag Lab 5 Weekly Challenge. So anyhow, thank you for listening, everybody. I really do appreciate you giving me your time and your attention. I would love to know your thoughts on this. I hope it was valuable for you. Until next week. Oh, on Wednesday is a little chat with Andrew Rodriguez Art. Listen to that. Otherwise, catch you next Monday.